Yeah, life can get real crazy at times. And when it gets like that for me, I have to ask myself, do I feel like my life is a trip or do I feel like my life is a journey? Because when I think it's a trip, I'm feeling negative and overwhelmed. I'm feeling the pressure. I'm feeling like life is unfair and I don't want to do it. I don't feel like I can endure it. But when I say my life is a journey, I'm accepting the fact that there will be ups and downs. The scenery may change. There'll be potholes in the road. That the passengers will come and go. I may have some flat tires. I may run out of gas. But I'm keeping my eye on my destination. And I'm staying in my lane. Because I've come to realize that if I know life is a journey, I know that there'll be things that are just simply mysterious, unexplainable, unjustified, and there'll be pain in our lives. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to think about it, but that's the reality. There'll be times we'll scratch our head and things just don't make any sense, or people don't make any sense, or the rules don't make any sense, and we feel the pressure. I don't know whether you've lost a loved one, or relationship ended, or you're experiencing some sickness, a layoff from a job, a business slump, dealing with traffic tickets, incarceration, harassment, betrayal, racial injustice, some act of violence towards you, some car issues, or maybe your life has been just turned upside down and disrupted because of the pandemic or earthquakes or hurricanes, just life. That's why I wrote the book Shift Happens, S-H-I-F-T. Because it does. Sometimes the change is expected and sometimes it's unexpected. Sometimes the change is what we want and sometimes the change is what we don't want. You may feel alone or misunderstood. You may feel the pressure of financial obligations for your family or you're caring for a child, a spouse, or a parent with addictions, special needs, old age, or dementia. You may not get the contract or the audition. Maybe paperwork is being delayed or you're feeling disappointment and worried about your children because they're not meeting their potential and making poor choices. Or maybe you're suffering from your past poor choices and shame. I tell you, life is full of mystery, unresolved issues, full of paradoxes, questions that we just can't seem to answer. And I don't know whether you're feeling hidden, behind, or forgotten, and just wondering, when will it be my turn? When will the pressure let up? When will the door open? When will you have peace? I know those are questions that we all have, and we put our best foot forward, or we're trying to play catch up and trying to get up and keep moving forward. And when I find myself in that type of a mindset, I read something that Mother Teresa wrote years ago, and it says, people are illogical, unreasonable, self-centered, but love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives, but do good anyway. If you are successful, you're going to win some false friends and true enemies, but succeed anyway. The good you do today, it will be forgotten tomorrow, but do good anyway. She writes, honesty and frankness will make you vulnerable, but be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds, but think big anyway. People favor the underdog, but they follow the top dogs, but fight for a few underdogs anyway. And what you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. Give the world the best that you have, and you'll get kicked in the teeth sometimes. But give the world the best you have anyway. My friend, I have to read that a lot because, you know, the pressure of life is what produces purpose. That's how a diamond is made. It's made from pressure. And I realize that you and I cannot be focused when we are fatigued. sometimes you're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted because you're not getting good rest. And sometimes it's because you're not sharing your time, your energy, your space, your soul with the right people. I think there are three different levels. There's the crowd, which are your fans and your cheerleaders. And then there's your circle. That's friends that are around you. But then there's your core, the people that are in your corner. And it may only be one or two people. But you got to have that spirit of discernment to know who should be in the crowd, who's in my circle, and who is in my corner. Because I know life is full of questions and full of mystery and things that just don't make sense. And you're scratching your head and you're trying to figure out, why is this happening? Don't let it just perplex you to the point that you are frozen. Realize that there are only two fights that you're going to be dealing with. Only two fights. Them and you, or you and you. Sometimes you're in a fight, trying to fight the system, fight on the job, fight with the haters, fight with people that are against you, fight with the opposition, fight with another culture, fight. And it's you and them, and it wears you down. But you know what really wears you down is when you have the fight with yourself and you don't believe in yourself and you beat yourself down with negative confessions. I'm no good. I'm too old. I'm stupid. I am not worthy. It's over. Who am I? I'm incompetent. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm ugly. I'm fat. I mean, those are negative confessions and you're having a fight with yourself. But one of the things I learned is that when I'm under pressure and I'm trying to get somewhere, it is that climb up the mountain. It is the climb that develops character. It is the climb that develops courage. It is the climb that develops your sense of confidence that you can do this. And sometimes you may slide back down a little bit, but you get right up again and you climb. And you don't give up and you stay focused so that you can overcome feeling fatigued. Get your rest. Take care of yourself. Have some positive declarations about yourself because your words are powerful. And some of the things that you and I say about ourselves, inside of ourselves, we would want to hurt somebody if they said those things about us, but yet we're saying it to ourselves. Yeah, I'm talking to me right now. Mm-hmm. Some of the things I say to Jewel Diamond Taylor, like, girl, stop it. Shut up. Mm-mm. That's a lie. No, we're not having that because words have energy and they have life and they vibrate with every cell of my body. So I have to work on that fight with me and realize the fight is not with them. It's with me. Believe in myself, take care of myself, work on myself, invest in myself, defend myself, protect myself, invest in myself, take care of my body, my mind, my spirit, take care and make sure that I am not giving my energy, my time, my space to the wrong people. Is it the crowd? Is it the circle? Or is it your core, the people that are in your corner? Once you decide who they are, I tell you, you're going to see a difference. And you'll start having a beautiful journey and not a trip. I love what an author said. She said, life is beautiful and life is brutal. Yeah, it is brutal. Yeah, it's crazy. It's hard. It's full of pressure. It's full of pain. It's full of struggle. But it's also full of beauty. And you have to make a concerted effort to find the beauty, to see the beauty, to appreciate the beauty. And she put the two words together, which I love this word. Life is brutiful. Life is brutiful. And when you get to that moment when you're saying this life is full of paradoxes, it doesn't make any sense why I'm going through what I'm going through. Just remind yourself that life is brutiful. And life and God are not picking on you. You just have to develop the muscles of courage and faith and worthiness to know that you are on a journey. This is Jewel Diamond Taylor. God bless you and stay in the light.